Alright, today's Ayin Gimel. We are on Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, about 11 lines down from the bottom, for the words of Rabbi Yochanan. So yesterday, because we're talking about Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, somebody makes a mistake and does an Avera by thinking that he's doing a mitzvah. So yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan stated that if someone does, someone has Bia, right? Where was Rabbi Yochanan? Right, Yasser's there. Right, Rabbi Yochanan stated that he pottered. He said that someone had bia with his yavama, while she was a nida, he's pottered from a chatas for bo nida because he's considered toe b'dvar mitzvah. He's making a mistake while performing a mitzvah. So the question was, now the question Gemara is going to ask is, according to whose shita in the Tanaim does Rabbi Yochanan go like? Because we had different shitos in the Tanaim about toe b'dvar mitzvah. Again, toe b'dvar mitzvah means you did something wrong while in the process of thinking that you were doing a mitzvah. Okay, so like the case was, you know, you shefted the karbon thinking that it was a korban pesach, but it was really the wrong karbon on Shabbos. So are you chai v'chatas or not chai v'chatas? Excuse me. So Rabbi Yochanan keman. Who does Rabbi Yochanan go like? So Ilema, if he says he goes according to Rabbi Yossi, the Tanaim, because we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, Rabbi Yossi says, Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, first day of Yontav of Sukkah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, that falls down on the Shabbos. So you're not supposed to pull out the lulav, you're not supposed to carry the lulav in Esrog. V'Shachach, and he forgot that today was Shabbos, he thought that today was Yontav. V'Hotzi Yasa Lulav Shusarabim, and he carries the lulav from the Shusayach and Shusarabim. Why? Rashi says he wants to go to the Chacham to teach him how to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of lulav, so he's Osek B'Dvar Mitzvah, but he is violating the Malacha of Hotzah. Nevertheless, Pater, he's Pater from Rechatas, for violating Shabbos, if makes a Hotzi B'Rishus. What does he mean, a Hotzi B'Rishus? Because he was in the middle, he was Torah and doing the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, and he did it quickly, he didn't realize, he didn't think, so he's in a Poter, Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. So maybe from here, Rabbi Yochanan learns that the same din applies to somebody who B'Shogig has Bia with his Yavama, because he's in the midst of doing the mitzvah. He's a bahu. He wants to do the mitzvah of being with his yavimto. So it's just like he did the wrong thing, but just like he's not going to be chayav chatas in the case of the lulav, not going to be chayav over here as well. The Gemara says no. Dilmashani hasa. Maybe the case of lulav is different because there we're exempt him. This mano bahu because he's pressured today to do the mitzvah. Today is the mitzvah of doing today is the day that you can do the mitzvah of Netilas lulav. Today is not necessarily the day that you have to do bahu yavimto. Do it tomorrow. Why do you have to do it right now when she's a nida? You could have waited, so the cases are not the same. And therefore, maybe only over there does Rabbi Yossi say that he's pater, but he may not agree to Rabbi Yochanan's extension to the case of the Yavama. So Gemara says, Ella must be like, Rabbi Yochanan must be holding like Rabbi Shua the Tinokos, the case of Rabbi Shua of the babies, right? That's the Mishnah and Shabbos that we just brought yesterday by the babies, that if you had two babies and you, by mistake, did Mila on Shabbos for the baby who was supposed to be gemalt on Friday. Right? You made a mistake. So since you were osik, you were osik in the mila of the baby who's supposed to have the mila today, and it was all pressure to do the mila, and you did the wrong baby, you would still be pater. The Gemara says, no, hasanami is gemano bahul. Still there, it's gemano bahul. You're still time pressure, because every moment that the baby doesn't have a bris mila, it's a problem. You're supposed to have the bris mila. So he's going to say, maybe over there, because the pressure and the osik b'dvar mitzvah makes you putter. But over here, by the Yavama again, who says you have to do it right now? Ella ki Rabbi Yeshua, the Truma. Maybe his Rabbi Yochanan's support is Rabbi Yeshua by the case of Truma. The Tzan of the Mishnah Trumos. Hayah ochel b'truma. So this guy's a Kohen, and he's eating Truma. He's having a nice meal. And all of a sudden, someone comes up with his pedigree and says, by the way, your mother was divorced when she married your father, so you're a chalal, right? So you cannot be kenny truma, you can't do the avoda, right? So Rabbi Lezer mechayev keren v'chomesh. Rabbi Lezer says that, you know what? All the truma that this guy ate is as if he stole from the kohanim, and he has to pay back keren in the fifth, in order to compensate for the truma that he ate. Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Shua is poter because the guy was told with bar mitzvah. He thought it was a kohen. Right? It's a mitzvah of the Kohen to eat Truma. So you see here, Rabbi Shua Pater is by somebody's case who's Tobedvar Mitzvah, even if it's not Zman Bohol. Here's a better example. There's no true eating truma is more like the Yavama case. You don't have to eat truma now. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter. So too by the case of the Yavama. You don't have to do the Biyah now. Nevertheless, he says you're potter because you told me the Bar Mitzvah. The Gemara says, no. Dilmak the Rabbi Bibi Barabaye. Maybe that case in the Mishnah Truma says, like, wait, Rabbi Bibi Barabaye said, then Rabbi Barabaye, but Truma Erev Pesach is Manabahu. No, we're talking about Chomich Truma and Erev Pesach. It is Manabahu. It is, you are rushed to complete the Mitzvah over there, because if you don't finish eating the Truma now, you have to burn it. Right, so you have a mitzvah to eat the truma, you have to burn it, so that is manabal. So again, it may not be this comparable to Rabbi Yochanan's case, because over here is the manabal, where you're in a rush, as opposed to the case of the Yavama, you're not necessarily in a rush. Much as Inam, another way to answer is shani truma the ikri avoda. Now, another impossible answer, as we move off, is that truma can be called avoda. And avoda, rachmana achshir. Truma, eating truma can be compared to doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And when it comes to the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which is done by mistake by somebody who thought he was a Kohen, but it turns out to be a Cholol, we say that retroactively the Avoda is still Kosher. So we're going to assume that Truma is an Avoda. Rachmana, right, Avoda, the Truma Ikri Avoda, the Avoda Rachmana Achshir. The Tanam, we have the Mishnah Maseches Trumos, Haya Omei Makriv, a Kohen standing and being Makriv the Karbanos, Venodeshu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it turns out that it's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So Tanakama says, call the Karbanos Kulon Shekin Al Gabi Zbeh, absolutely, and all the Karbanos that he did are going to be puzzled. Take them off, they're done. They're puzzled. Rabbi Shua, Machshir. Rabbi Shua says they're kosher. Why? Vermina, my time is Rabbi Shua. Why? What's the reason, Rabbi Shua? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, this is the Bracha of Moshe, the Shevet HaLevi, it says, Berech Hashem Chelo, a Chalal, Ufolo Yadav Tirtze. But the handiwork of his hands, he's going to accept. So you see that the Chalal, handiwork is accepted. So therefore, since you see the Chalal's handiwork is accepted, so therefore we're going to say that so too, either the truma is going to be accepted. B'dieved, it's going to be accepted. You can't do that l'chachila, but if it turns out that that's what happened, it's not going to be a problem, it's going to be potter. But that's the reason why he's potter. Nothing to do because he is tovah d'var mitzvah, and therefore he will not be a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then says, just ask, truma hecha ikre avoda. Where do we know the truma is called an avoda? The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Maisa, Rabbi Tafan Shalobo, Emesh, Lameisa, Medrash. There's one day, Rabbi Tafan didn't wake up and didn't come early morning to the shir. The Shachris, Matzo, Rabbi Gamliel, Amarlo. The next morning, Rabbi Gamliel finds Rabbi Tafan and says, Dimit, Bnei Malo, Bat, Emesh, Lameisa, Medrash. Why did you come learn yesterday? Where were you? Amarlo, Rabbi Tafan says, Batim, Avoda Valati. I was doing the avoda. Rabbi Tafan was a Kohen. Because I'm doing the avoda. Sestim, Rabbi Gamliel, called Varecha in El Divrei Tema. Everything you say is just bewildering. What are you talking about? They were living at the time, right now, after the Beis HaMikdash. What avoda are you doing? So b'chi avoda was manazeh. So amalo, so Rabbi Tafan says, Harei Omer, it says in the Pasuk, by where Hashem says to Aaron Kohen, Avodas matana atein eskunaschem, v'hazar yikarav yumat. So therefore, avoda matana, sometimes a gift that's given to you, is called a matana, right? Achilas truma, b'gvulin, kavodas Beis HaMikdash. Eating truma outside the Beis HaMikdash is the same thing as doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Truma is considered an avoda. So if truma is considered an avoda, and we know that the avoda done by a chalal, b'di'eved, is acceptable, so to the achilas truma done by the chalal is going to be acceptable. That's why he's not chayav to give karen b'chomesh. Nothing to do with toev b'dvar mitzvah. Okay. Mishnah then said, on top on, third line on top of Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah then said that Shechato Shalol Achlov. Someone shechted the Korban Pesach on Yud Dal Nisan and fell on Erev Shabbos, but you shechted it for a Zakein, for a Chole, or for somebody that cannot eat a Kazayis, Yechayiv Chatas. Because what do? You have a Ptur on Shabbos to shecht the Korban Pesach, provided it's a Kosher Korban Pesach. If it's not a Kosher Korban Pesach, here you shechted it for somebody who can't even eat it. What are you doing? You're just doing Malacha on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that, well, that's Pshita. Why does the Mishnah tell us that Yechayiv Pshita? Kevin to Hassan Pasol, since we know earlier in the Mishnah in Tarbin and Nishrat, on Samach Aleph, that a Pesach that shechted Shalola Ochlov is Pasol, so Hachachayev. If it's Pasol, Yechayev. It comes right after the other. Why do you have to state it? You're stating the obvious. So Mara says, no, Mishum, the Tana Sefer. They mentioned the Reisha case because of the Sefer case, which says, when you shechted La Ochlov, Bishalola Ochlov. There it's going to be Putter. The Gemara says, so therefore, Tana Reisha Chayev. So since I have to mention the Seifa, to mention the Reisha. The Gemara then says, wait a second. Hanami Pshita, the fact that you shechted la Ochlov, your Pater, that's also Pashut, because that we know from the previous parak is a Kasha Korban Pesach. So it's a Kasha Korban Pesach, you're going to be Pater. Why do you have to state it explicitly? Hanami Pshita, Mishum Dahasim Kasher, Hacha Pater. Once it's Kasher, it should be Pater. Ela Aidi, the Tana, Shchato Shalol, Lishmo B'Shabbos, since it's given the case of you shecht it Korban Pesach shelo lishma on Shabbos. So therefore, you have a pasul Korban Pesach shelo lishma. Since it's lo lishma, it's pasul. Therefore, you're going to be chayev. Tananami shelo l'ochav. So since we're giving one category, we'll give the other categories. The Gemara says, well, that itself, shechtel shelo lishma, why do I need that case? That case is also pasul. Shelo lishma is pasul by Korban Pesach. If it's pasul, you're chayev. So he says, no, Mishum the Kabbalah, if Lugay Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, because we wanted to bring down the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So since I wanted to bring the machlokas of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, which talked about the case of other karbanos that are shechtel l'shem Pesach on this Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, we mentioned Shlomo Shema. Once you mention Shlomo Shema, we mention Shlomo Ochlov, Lo Ochlov. Once you mention Shlomo Ochlov, Lo Ochlov, we mention Shlomo Ochlov. Just the whole parade is to get to this last little point. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned certain cases where the korban is pasul, and therefore Yechayev Chatas for Chil Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to discuss a little more. Amar Lei Rav Huna Bar Chanina Librei. Rav Huna Bar Chanina says to his son, Ki Azlat the Kamei Rabbi Zrika. When you go before Rabbi Zrika, Boy Minei. Go ask him the following question. The Divrei HaOmer Mekalka B'Chabura Potter. Shchato Shalola Achlov Chayev Matikein. So there's a machlokas. Most malachas, almost all malachas, in order to be Chayev on Shabbos, you have to do it. It has to be creative. If it's derech kilkol, you're going to be potter. So he's asking here, what's going to be the case? What were you, what your mekalkel here? What did you accomplish by the shchita? Normally, you reason on shchita on Shabbos, you be chayiv, why you accomplish something. I shechted a kosher animal, now I can eat an animal. But if I shecht the animal on Erev Pesach, Shechalos for Shabbos, shelo l'ochlov, it's now completely pasul this thing. What can I do with it? What did I accomplish to make it that I'd be chayiv? Rashi says, "Mikalka b'chabura, ha'osa chabur b'shabbos l'kilkala, she'enu metakein, you'll be putter." Right, it's the second to short line. The ain ochal chayev mishum Shabbos, bein chov chayev mishum Shabbos, el shochei she'metakein. If you make someone a wound, you're not chayev on Shabbos unless there's some sort of tikkun. Either your chovel, your behema, v'tzarech l'dam, l'chilu klavo, you need the blood, or some sort of tikkun. What tikkun did you accomplish here? So the Gemara says, right, so shachto shalola ochlov, the case in our Mishnah where you shechtel for the people who cannot eat it, that says Yechayev, what tikkun did you do? When you did the shechita, you apostled it. Right? You didn't accomplish anything. So Gemara says, tikkun im olo lo yeridu. No, you did make a little benefit in that if by accident this karbon went up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down on the Mizbeach. Once it was shechted properly, if it went up on the Mizbeach, what goes up doesn't come down. You're right, you can't eat it, but there is a little bit of a tikkun in that it that is acceptable on the Mizbeach in a certain situation. Yeah. Right, this just says Shalola Ochov. Oh, correct. That's the case in the Mishnah. Great. So the Gemara then asks, okay, what about the case, the Mishnah said Shchato on Shabbos to Korban Pesach, V'nimza Balmum, you're also Chayev. You found to be a Balmum, you're also Chayev. Well, my Tikeng, what did you Metakin there. There, if it went, Balmum goes up on the Mizbeach, apparently it comes down. Right? If it went up to the Mizbeach, take it down, Balmum. So what were you Metakin? There's Tikin Bedukin Shibayin. No, you Valiva the Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Im Ololo Yerdu. The Mum that they're talking about there is this case of Dukin Shibayin, some sort of eye Mum, which maybe is cataracts or something like that. There, according to Rabbi Kiva, that type of Mum, if it went up, it still stays up. So you're Metakin the fact that if it's Dukin Ba'ayin, it would go on the Mizbeach and not come down. Okay? What about the next case in the Mishnah? You shecht it on Shabbos, the Korban Pesach. V'nimtza treifa b'seiser poter. Turns out that's a treifa, right? And then it's a treifa, a hidden treifa that you wouldn't have known about. So you're poter, because what are we supposed to do? You're onus. Ha b'galoi. Had it been a case of a treifa that was exposed, that you should have known about it in advance, you would be chayev. But then again, if you shecht it the treifa for the Korban Pesach, my tikkun, what did you accomplish? Right, what did you accomplish? It doesn't go up on the Mizbeach. If it goes up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't stay. It has to come down. So what did you accomplish? The Gemara says, Tikein lahotzi b'nei levela. Now, what you did now is by shechting it, it's not considered a levela upon death. If it's not considered a levela upon death, so it has certain statuses. It's not metame. It doesn't have din tumas nevela. So you did make some sort of accomplishment for it. It's not completely kilkul, and therefore you would be chayev. The Maske play Ravina. Ravina asks the following question: V'had the Tanya, that which we learn in the Brisa, has shochet chatos b'Shabbos. If someone mistakenly shechs a korban chatos on Shabbos, b'chutz outside of the Beis Hamikdash le'avodah zara, and he has in mind that it should be for avodah zara, chayev alav shalosh chatos. You chayev three chatos. One for the Shabbos, one for chutz, I went for Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah and Chutz, I understand. But Shabbos, what did I accomplish? My tikkun. I shechted a korban chatas outside the basic. What did I accomplish that became for Shabbos? The behemoth zoos, this, the animal, boy, you're saying that it's already asur b'achila because it's a chatas. So I can't sit in the time of the behemoth vela because it's because right now it's tamei anyway. In other words, we said shechita is matar the animal from the vela, but if I shechted l'shem avodah zarah, it's tamei already anyway. So what did I accomplish by shechting it? Did I remove its tumah status? No, I didn't. It still has a tumah status. So I didn't accomplish anything from the Shabbos perspective. Why am I chayv chatas for Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avira, Shemotzio midei Eiver Menachai. It's no longer considered Eiver Menachai, and therefore if a non-Jew would eat it, he wouldn't violate Eiver Menachai. It's a little bit of a stretch. But not, so therefore you did accomplish something. So as long as there's some sort of minimal accomplishment by what you're doing on Shabbos, some sort of tikkun, then that's going to be a violation of Shabbos that would obligate you to bring a korban chatas. Okay. Next mission, part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shchato, you shechted the korban Pesach. Vinodan, after you shechted it, you were informed that the owners retracted their hands from, and they're no longer part of the chabura, this is an ownerless korban Pesach, or that the owners died, or that the owners became tamei. You're also pater on shechting on Shabbos, because you did it berushus. You didn't know until afterwards, so you did it berushus. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna says, so this is the idea here, is that when you shechted the korban Pesach, you shechted it, and only afterwards someone told you something happened to it. So the question though is, the korban Pesach, if it becomes ownerless, we've been saying all the time, turns into a shlamin. It becomes a korban shlamim. There is another korban that if something happens to it, it can be brought as a different korban. That's the korban asham. Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, asham shenitak l'ri'ya, an asham that's set aside to graze. Graze, get a mum, and when you get the mum, it's sold, and then bring the, with the money, you bring other korbanos. Right, Rashi says, so it's the last Rashi of the short lines, it goes into the middle lines, asham shenitak l'ri'ya, which is shemetu balov, its owners either died, Oshnes Kapra Ba'acher, another korban was brought, Asham was brought, and you were yotzi with that. The Chatas of Asham Eina Bayim Ben Nadava. You can't bring, so now I have this korban Asham, right? Korban Chatas, korban Asham, I have it sitting there, it's ownerless. You can't just bring them as Be'ah, because they're not brought Ben Nadava, they're not brought voluntarily. Only come with a Chiyuv, if there's an obligation, right? Oshnes Kapra Ba'acher, ain't a korban, so there's nothing to do with this korban. So by korban chatas, we have five types of korban chatas that if something happens to them, we just like lock them up and they die. When it comes to with those scenarios, by the asham, what we do is we let them graze until they get a mum, and then we sell them. So continue Rashi. Rashi says, "V'gabi chatas hilchos gemulei demesa." By chatas, the halacha is that they die. Uba asham gemulei hilchos kol shem chatas meita ba asham roa. Anything that a chatas dies, the asham grazes. The imnitku me'elav. And if they get something by themselves, so he's up for the iros, he's starving, he pulls the mum, so you call it dosa, the host of the chulin, then you pull it out the chulin, the chol harovim demeyim nofel nedava, and all the money that you sell goes to a nedava, you put it into the box, we'll see next masechtum, sechashkolim, the different shofros, you put the money in, and they use it for karbanos nedava, use the money to buy other karbanos. So what we have here is an asham shenita kariya. It's sent out, it's already grazing, it was sent out to graze. And what happens? You didn't wait until the mum came into it. Rather, you brought it to the Azara, Ushchaso Stam, Shchato Stam, and you just shechted it Stam. What do? You say, Kashal Ola. It's Kashal for an Ola. So what do we see from here? That the Karban Asham, doesn't, in order for it to be Kashal for an Ola, doesn't need for you to specifically remove it from the status of Asham. Doesn't need, like what we said, it doesn't need Akira. It automatically, ipso facto, becomes the Karban Ola. So there's that same thing, we're going to go through a little bit of the Korban Asham, but that's going to be the same issue we're going to have with the Korban Pesach. Does it automatically become a Shlamim, or do you have to do Akira? Do you have to uproot it, if it says something, to remove its status from being a Korban Pesach to a Korban Shlamim in the situations where it's no longer valid to be brought as the Pesach? So Alma Kasavar, you see here that Rav holds that if you makish a behemoth for a certain Korban, and now it stands ready for a different carbon, lo by Akira. You don't have to do something specifically explicit to remove it from status A to bring it to status B. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So if that's the case, that the Asham automatically becomes a carbon Ola, So why does the Mishnah have the case of where it says Ashum Nitak L'Ri'ya, that the Ashum is grazing? Who cares if it's Nitak L'Ri'ya? Even before it went out to the Ri'ya, if you shechted it Stam, it should be the Ola, right? He says, Iachi ki lo Nitak Nami. It should also be ready to go up to the Korban Ola. So the case would be the Ashum, where my Ashum, I lost it, found another one, was makriv the other one as the Korban, my Ashum standing right here, and just bring it up on the Mizbeach. It should be an Ola. Because it doesn't, why do I have to, if it automatically, ipso facto, turns into an Ola, why, Tosfos points out, obviously, that this Nitak L'Ri'ya must be a Dinda Rabbanan, which is weird, because Rashi says that it's a Dinda Raisa. But if it automatically flips into the Ola, why do I need to have the status of going out to graze? It automatically flips. So why is Rav's case only Nitak L'Ri'ya? So Gemara says, Gzeira, that's a Din Takana Dinda Rabbanan, La'acha Kapara, Atul Lifnei Kapara. What we're concerned about, is that if you allow the karma to be kosher, if I just say that it just checked it as an ola, even before it goes out to graze, so somebody might come and say, you know what, this animal I set aside for korban asham, I don't like it so much. Let me make that the ola, now let me go get another korban asham. No, the only way that korban asham is kosher for an ola is if I was yotzi my chov with a different korban. So we're concerned if I let you check this animal as an ola before it goes out to graze, I might come and check this animal as a korban ola before I substituted it with the other korban, with my other korban asham. So that, but once it goes to graze, then I'm not going to make a mistake. Oh, the only reason why this is an ola is because it's already done. It's out in the pasture. He says, "Gezeir la'achar kapara atul lifnei kapara." Okay, Gemara says, "Umina temra." Where do we have this din that we make this gezeira? Right. So the Gemara says, "The tanan so mishnah tmura asham shemesu ba'alav." Right, an ashram where the owners died, ocean is kapru ba'alav, or the owners got kapara with a different carbon, or a different animal. Yira achi yistayiv, you let the animal graze until it gets a mum. The yimoker, the yiplu dama v'ladava. And then you sell it, you take the money, and you put it in the community chest to be used for korbanos tibor when the mizbeach is empty. Obviously not Erev Pesach. When the mizbeach is empty, you use that money to make sure that the korbanos are going to mizbeach. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yomus. Rabbi Lezer says, no, he doesn't have this whole idea of the Ashram grazing. He says the Ashram has the same din as the Chatas. So just like in the case of the Chatas, if the Mesu Bailov or Niskapru Bailov with another one, the Chatas has to just die, so too the Ashram would have to die. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says, Yimokir V'yavi B'damam of Olav. Rabbi Shua says that you let it graze, it gets a mum, and you, the owner, bring your own Karban Olav. The first case, Tanakam, was it goes to the community chest. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, no, you personally can keep the money and use it for your own personal carbon. Okay. But the Gemara says, from the words of Rabbi Yeshua, it says, V'yimakir v'yavi b'damav ola. B'damav in, you can bring, with its money, you can use the money that it was sold for to bring a carbon ola, aval gufolo. But you may not bring it itself as a carbon ola, right? Even though it flips into the carbon ola. The gazel achar kaparo atul l'tzei kapara. Because what happens here is you can only, this is before it went to graze, so you can only bring from its money carbon ola. You can't bring from it carbon ola. Why? Because we made a gzeira, achar kaparo lifnei kaparo. We made a gzeira that you can't bring it as a carbon ola after you got kapara from something else, lest one might come and make it into a carbon ola before you got kapara from a different animal. Okay. So esrei. So now Rav Chisda. Why? Right, so the case before was Nitak L'Ri'ya, was already out grazing. So in that case, if it's done, but the evidence kosher is an Ola. This is before. This is before it went to grazed. That's we make the takana of Achar Kapara Lifnei Kapara. Okay, so Maskana over here, as of now, is that according to Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, you don't need an akira. You don't need to uproot the korban asham to makriv it as a korban ola, right? So the right. That's what he said. Asham nitak. Was it? Amarav asham shenitak l'ri'ya, and you shechted it stam, right? Stam without an akira. Then it's kosher the ola. So esir chizda Rav Huna. Rav Chizda asked Rav Huna. Shchato, right? You shechted the korban pesach on Shabbos. V'noda shemashu b'aylem es yado. Right, and you find out afterwards that there was no more anybody else in the Chabura, or that became Tameh, or they died, right? V'tani Allah, and the Brisa says, Bachol ki haygavna yisurif miyad. He says, if this happens during the weekday, right, during the weekday, what do you do with this carbon? All right, so I have this carbon, animal A. It's supposed to go to group A. I shecht it. After I shecht it, I found out that group A all became tamei. So during the we said in the Mishnah that on Shabbos you potter, because what are we supposed to do? You're not chayv v'chatas. But that happens on a weekday, so you have this carbon that has no, that's basically ownerless. There's nothing, it's pasul. So you burn it right away. Just throw it and burn it. Because on Shabbos you can't do that because it's the malacha. But you burn it right away in the chol. You sarif miyad. So the Gemara says, why? Just like outside. If you don't need akira to transfer one carbon, the status of the carbon A to carbon B. So the moment I shechted that carbon, not knowing that there were no more owners anymore, that carbon Pesach should have been a shlamim. If that carbon, it automatically should have flipped. I don't need akira. It should have flipped into the shlamim. And if it flipped into the shlamim, why am I destroying it? Why am I just burning it off the mizbeach? I have a kasha carbon shlamim if I don't need akira. So Gemara says, iamar bishlam aboy akira. If you would say that you do need akira, so hi. Pesachu, this is still a Korban Pesach, because when you shechted it, you still thought it was a Korban Pesach. You haven't uprooted it to the Korban Shlomim yet. Hi Pesachu, the cave into Lesley Bailim, and if it does, since it has no owners, it's an ownerless Korban Pesach, Havle Psul Begufo, it's an inherent Psul in this Korban, Amatu Lahachi Yisarif Miyad, that's why you have to burn it. But if you were right, that you don't need Akira, Eli'iyah Mart Lo Boy Akira, May Resha Habile Shlomim. So the moment you shechted it, look, unbeknownst to you, what you're shechting now is a Korban Shlomim. Right away, when the owners disappeared, this became a korban shlamim, and you don't have to have in mind that this is a shlamim anymore because you don't need akira. So e lo boy akira me reisha avle shlamim upsulu mishumai. Then what makes this animal this korban pasul now? What's the only psul on this korban? The only psul on this korban now is I shechted the korban shlamim after the korban tamid. Go back to all our thing. The only right korban tamid has to be the last korban shechted, except for the korban pesach who comes afterwards. What happened now, during the day, they shechted the Korban Shlomim, they brought me this animal A was supposed to be a Korban Pesach, unbeknownst to me, the owners of this Korban Pesach became Tameh, so I'm shechting now as a Korban Shlomim, it automatically becomes a Korban Shlomim, it's not a pasul Korban Pesach, it's a Korban Shlomim. What's wrong with it? The only thing that was wrong with it is that it was shechted after the Korban Tamid, which is not allowed to do. So therefore, it doesn't become a psul in the guf. If it doesn't become a psul in the guf, right, it's a psul because it has an exogenous factor that makes it pasul, it's not a psul in the guf. So therefore, you're not supposed to burn it. You're supposed to wait and let it rot a little bit, lose its form, and then burn it later. Right. So let's just read it inside. Shul mishumai mishum davar acher dekashachit le acher tamid shalvan arayim. Shechted it after the korban tamid shalvayim. So ibor tsurib bayi. You should have to wait until it loses, you know, till it gets a little rotted, and then burn it. You're not supposed to burn it right away. Titanya, because we have a rule in the brisa zehaklal. Kolchem psul bagufo, anything that's inherent psul in the korban itself, yisarif miyad, you should burn right away. Psul in the korban would be that the korban itself has no bialim. That korban itself has a psul. But if the psul is something outside of the animal itself, right, the dam, the bialim, tubat tsuraso, if there's something wrong with the dam, or in this case, it's something outside that's causing a psul, you shechted it out in the wrong, you know, too late, then tubat tsuraso, and then yetzei the beis ha-sreifa. Let it lose its form, and tomorrow you bring it to the beis ha-sreifa. Why are you burning it right away? The only reason why you would have to burn it right away is if you view the fact that the only reason why you would have to burn it right away is if it would, the only reason why you would burn it right away is if it retains its status of Korban Pesach. The only way it retains its status of Korban Pesach is because in order to flip it from the Korban Pesach to the Shlomim, you would require an Akira, which you didn't have here. So you didn't have an Akira, it's still a Korban Pesach, it's a Pasach Korban Pesach, so they have to burn it right away. But if you are telling me that by the Ashram it automatically flips into the Ola, so too by the Pesach it should automatically flip into the Shlomim. And it shouldn't be, it should be Kasha Shlomim, because you don't need Akira, you don't need to uproot it. No, you had the right one. You set it for Korban Pesach.
Right.
Okay.
So you don't have
to Korban Pesach, ipso facto, when it's shechted, when there's no, it becomes, you don't need to uproot it. It becomes a Korban Shlomim. There was no owners on this. At the moment you shechted it, it was a Shlomim. Right? You had the wrong kavanah, so you have to figure out who it fits in, which shitos it fits in with that from another Korban shechted the same Pesach on Erev Pesach. What's the rule? And so the Gemara says, so what do you have to do now? We seem to have a stira. Do we need a kira to transfer the korban from one status to another, or do you not need a kira? The case of the ashram seems to indicate that you don't need a kira. The case of the burning the korban pesach in this case indicates that you do need to do an akira. The Gemara says, Elo, let's go back to Rav. Rav who says, we're going to say that Rav says you do need an Akira. So how come over there, if you shechted it, the Ashim Stam, it automatically became an Ola? It says, Velo Tame of a Shechtel Stam. We'll change the words. It doesn't say you shechted the carbon Ashim Stam, it became the Ola. Rather, it's Ela Eimah Shechtel Shum Ola Kasher. If you have in mind to do it for an Ola, I mean, you did an Akira. You had this carbon Ashim that's supposed to graze and get a Mum. It's grazing already, so therefore I don't have to worry about that takana. It's grazing already, and I bring it to the base of Midrash, and I shecht it. It becomes a kosher ola if I shecht it with shame ola, because then I was oker it from the asham, and I placed it into the ola. So too here by the Korban Pesach. It's only going to become a kosher shlamim if I removed it from the status of Pesach and shecht it as a shlamim. That's why if I didn't do it, it's yisarif miyad, because it becomes a pasul Korban Pesach. Right? So alma boy akira. You see that you need akira. Okay? Now, what about, we had the case with, okay, what about, if we remember a few blot ago, I didn't remember, but a few blot ago in Daf Samach Gimel, we had Reb Chiya Bar Gamda threw a shayla in front of the Chabura, right? You remember this? He threw a shayla in front of the Chabura, and the Amri, and they said to him, they all agreed to get to him, Kigon Shayu Bailam, right, the Gemara says, Reb Chiya Bar Gamda, the Amri Nizikon Bnei Chabura, Amri Kigon Shayu Bailam, Tmei Mesim, He said, what was the case over here? The case over here, why it became why there was a problem, is that the Bailim all became Tamei. So the Bailim all became Tamei. For whatever reason, they had, someone died in their Chabura, they became Tamei Mace, and they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. So they're all pushed off now to Pesach Sheni. So if they're all pushed off to Pesach Sheni, the animal that they have in front of them should have been brought for Pesach Sheni. They in that case, no, only that chabura's tummy, not the whole Klal Yisrael. Just that chabura, right? Those five people. Okay, so that animal is still set aside specifically to be brought as a Korban Pesach. That's why you would need an akira in that instance, right? That's what Rashi said. Let's see what the Rashi is. I don't know, towards the middle of the short lines. The Amar Pabin Hanishrat, he said in the fifth parak, Gabi Masnisa, about this Brisa, the Katani Hasam, the Pesach Bayakira. We said over there the Pesach requires to be, in order to be Kosher Shlamim, has to be removed and then brought into the status of Shlamim. The Ukma Kagon Shayu Bailam Tamei Mesim. He said that case is only when the Bailam are Tamei Mes, because that's really standing as a Pesach. So if you wanted to check this carbon as a Shlamim, you have to remove it. But Stam, if they died or something like that, then you wouldn't have to remove it. You wouldn't need the Akira. So we're back to square one. By Korban Pesach, according to them, you would not need a hot. Right, Mar says, Hahu by Akira. Only in that case do you need Akira. Halba Amma lo by Akira. But in a normal case, to flip the Korban Pesach to the Korban Shlamim, you wouldn't need the Akira. So Ma Ikal Meimar. So how do you explain the Brisa that said that if you shefted the Korban Pesach on a weekday, or if you shefted the Korban Pesach on a weekday, and it turned out that the owners died, that you sarif miyad. Why you sarif miyad? The moment I shefted it, I didn't need an akira, it became a shlamim. If it became a shlamim, the only psul is because it's brought after the Korban Tamid Shalben Arbayim, and therefore, like we said, it should only then be burnt the next day. It should have uva tsuraso, lose its form, and then be burnt. Because I don't need akira to flip it over into the shlamim. So Ella Amar Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua, Bereid Rav Yeshua says, Hachav Mayaskinon, what are we talking about over here? Kigon she hifrisho kodim chatzos, umesu bailim achar chatzos, tahavle nire v'nidche, the kol nire v'nidche, shum eno choze v'nire. So the case is going to be as follows. The case is going to be, is that they sent, Chabura A, sent their karban to the base of Migdash before chatzos. Okay? Before chatzos. Then, kodim chatzos. Then they all died, something happened, they all died after chatzos. So this was an animal that was supposed to be a Korban Pesach, and it got pushed off, it got doche, it got nidche, after chatzos. It was ra'oi to be the Korban Pesach, and it got pushed away. Okay? And kol ha'nirah v'nidche, and anything that's a major machlokus in Tanayim and Amorayim, that you have dichui b'karbonos. Once an animal loses its status, can then regain its status as a carbon. Here they lost its status of a carbon because everyone died. So can it now regain its status and be brought as a korban shlamim? That's the case. It says kol hanira v'nidcha shuv eino chol zivanira. It can't go back up. It can't be used again, and that's why it's a psul in the guf, and that's why it has to be burnt right away. Because the only problem we found before we only found the only problem being that it was shechted after the Tumah Shel Ben Arbayim. And that's not a psul in the guf, so therefore why should it be burned right away? What the Gemara did now was find an actual psul in the guf. The psul in the guf of that korban is that was pushed off. It was roi, and now it's not roi. And once it's not roi anymore, it can't be brought back. So that's why you burn it right away. That's what he seems to be saying. So the Gemara says... What do you mean? Because I believe here, the cases where it was, they brought it before Chatzos, right? They brought it before Chatzos. They died after Chatzos. They didn't bring it to Karbon, they set it aside. I think over there the case might be, is that it wasn't earmarked yet. I hear your question. Very true. They sent the korban. They were mafresh the korban shein Pesach before Chatzos, right? They died after Chatzos, so they had a time when they were when it was a korban. It was nearer v'nidcha. At a certain moment, the korban Pesach was roi l'akrava, and then it got pushed away. So maybe the other cases were, that everything died or everything like that happened. Everything happened before Chatzos. Maybe the other case was is that it never had the status of the carbon, of their carbon Pesach yet. It wasn't rejected yet because it died. Maybe they died before Chatzos. Here they died after Chatzos, so it's nidcha. And the other case is maybe they died before Chatzos, so it was never right to be the carbon Pesach and then rejected as a carbon Pesach. So that's why it would have been brought as the shlamim. But here we're saying it was rejected as a carbon because it was had a time that it could be carbon. Now after Chatzos they died. It's rejected. And once it's rejected, it's pasul. That's why you burn it right away. Must be the other case, everything happened before Chatzos. It's not a thing I can think of right now. Okay. So the Gemara says, no. Midi hu taima, right? Ela l'rav, ha'amarav ba'lechayim enidachim. Says, this whole thing we're trying to do is to prove the shita of Rav. Now you're trying to tell me that Rav is, the case of Rav, is that the case of where the carbon was dichoy, was pushed away. Rav doesn't hold this. Rav says elsewhere that there's no dichoy when it comes to karbanos. So if the karban was brought before Chatzos and they died after Chatzos, it's dichoy. Rav doesn't hold that halacha. That's not him. So that can't be the case. Ela Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, who's this like? Ki Rabbi Lazari. It goes according to Rabbi Lazar. The Amar, this goes back to what you said before, Marcel. V'chein hashochet acherim l'shem Pesach pasal. Tavli psul gufa. What happened over there? If on Erev Pesach you shecht another karban, a different karban, l'shem Pesach, it's shelo l'shma. And it becomes pasul. So too here. What happened? These guys died, or they became tamei. I shechted this karban, it's now becomes a shlamim. I shechted the shlamim, shem karban pesach. It's pasul. That's why you have to burn it right away, because it has a psul in the guf. You made a psul, you had the raw machshava. Gemara says, no, v'i Rabbi Lezer hi chatas namin chayef. If it's Rabbi Lezer, that he also, if this happened on Shabbos, you should be chayef a korban chatas. Our Mishnah says, you're not chayef a korban chatas. Rabbi Lezer said, the halesle Rabbi Lezer tov bar mitzvah. Potter. Rabbi Lezer said yesterday that if you're tov bar mitzvah, you still have to bring the korban chatas. So what's the case here again? The case here again is, it's Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, you brought the animal, unbeknownst to you, the owners died, then you shech the korban Pesach, l'shem korban shlamim. Right? So, okay, fine. So it's now according to Rabbi Lezer, that's why you have to burn it right away because it's pasul. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you'd have to be chayav bring a korban chatas for violating Shabbos. Where Mishnah said explicitly that you don't bring a korban chatas for violating Shabbos. The Brisa said you don't have to bring a korban chatas for violating Shabbos because it's Tovid Var Mitzvah. And Rabbi Lezer, one holds his Tovid Var Mitzvah, you're still chayav. So just to add another layer of confusion, add one shita on top of the other, on top of the next shita. Okay, so Gemara says, Ella Targama Rav Yosef Berei de Rav Salah Chasida Kamei de Rav Papa Hamani. Who is this sheet? Who is this like? It's according to Yosef ben Chonai. It's the sheet of Yosef ben Chonai. We never heard of Yosef ben Chonai. He's mentioned at the end of the first mission of Masechet Zvachim. Yosef ben Chonai holds like Rabbi Lazar that if you shecht another animal, the Shem Korban Pesach, it's pasul, and that's where you have to burn it. But he holds that Tovid Var Mitzvah is pater from Achatas. So he's stooping his sheet to fit what's going on. says El Targuma Rav Yosef, reader of Sala Chasida, Kamid Rav Papa, Hamani, Yosef El Chonaihi, Itzna and Yosef El Chonai Omer, Hanishchotim L'Shem Pesach, or L'Shem Chatos is Psulim, Alma Psul Begufuhi. So therefore, if you have the wrong Kavanah, this Kohen who shechted this Korban Pesach, who shechted this now Korban Shlomim, L'Shem Korban Pesach, it's a Psul in the Guf. That's why it gets burnt. Mishum Haki Sarf Miyad. Upature, but he's Pater from Achatos, Kosavra Lok in Rabbi Shua. He's in the Holocaust Yeshua yesterday who says Tobin Dvar Mitzvah is going to be Pater. And here the guy's Tobin Dvar Mitzvah because he thinks he's Shechting a Korban Pesach. Zer Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. He's got this animal that comes before him. It was supposedly had this Chabur that was supposed to be the owners of this. Unbeknownst to him, these owners died before Chatzot. He doesn't know that. So he's Tobin Dvar Mitzvah, therefore he's going to be Pater. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says no. Rav, who says that a Korban Asham, who was Shechted Stam, it's kosher for a korban ola that you don't need the sakira. He's the amak Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rilkin Broka. He holds like a different tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rilkin Broka. The tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rilkin Broka Omer im yeshehus bayom leida im mashu b'alam mesedei moshe mesu oshenitmu chayev betubar tsuraso v'yotz lebeis asreifa. He says my timer la mishum lo boy akira. This is where I finally get lost. So he says. Everyone got lost a little earlier. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rilkin Broka said, if Erev Pesach falls out before Shabbos, and now the korban comes before you, if it's not like late in the afternoon, it's earlier in the day, meaning that there's time now to confirm, did the owners retract from this korban Pesach? Are the owners still alive? Are the owners still tahor? If you have time, then you shecht it without checking, and it turns out that they died or not died, then you're chayev chatas, because you had the time to go check it out. But if that happens during the weekday, and it turns out that the owners died or are tamei, tubor tzuraso, then what happens is that you have to let the korban rot a little bit, and then yotz to the beis hasreifa, then bring it out to the beis hasreifa. Well, you don't burn it right away. Why don't you burn it right away? My taima, la mishum lovoy akira, because you don't need an akira. If you needed an akira, it would be a psul in the guf. If you don't need akira, okay, not what she says, Rabbi Lezer. If you don't need an akira, so what happened was, okay, you didn't check. You didn't check that that it was the right korban. And then you shechted it. And it turns out that they were all dead. But what did you do then? Since you don't need an akira, it automatically turned into korban shlamim. It automatically turned into korban shlamim. That's why Yishmael ben Osher, Yochanan ben Broka says, you don't misarif miyad, you wait, and then you burn it later. So that means you don't need an akira. That's who Rav's going to hold like, who says that the korban asham flips into the korban ola without the akira. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that the reason why Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that this korban doesn't get burnt right away is because it's automatically korban shlamim, and then the only psul again would be because it was brought after Ben Arbayim, it would be because it was brought after the korban tamid. Maybe the reason why it's ubar tzurasa and doesn't get burned right away, mishum the savrala ketana de be rabba baravua, because he holds like tana de rabba baravua, the amar afilu pigol nami boy ibor tzura, the yolf oven oven minosar. Because maybe he holds like this Tana who says that even if it's a psul in the guf, like pigol, it also has to, there's no such thing as a difference between psul in the guf, not psul in the guf, even a non psul in the guf, wouldn't get burnt right away, just like pigol. So too in this case, where it's not a psul in the guf, the only psul is that it was shechted after the tamid of Ben Arbayim, that's why it doesn't get burnt right away. Because it's a psul. Who says that he's holding, and therefore he might hold that you need an akira. So if you need an akira, but nevertheless, this korban still doesn't get burnt right away, even though it was a korban Pesach that was shechted with no owners, because even if it's a psul in the guf, it doesn't get burnt right away. Who says it's because it's akira issue? The Gemara says the ilo tema hachi, because if you don't say this is the reason, what about the case of nitmu bailim, the case where the owners became tamei, the case where we said before all the owners became tamei, and they have to bring a korban Pesach sheni. So ma ikal amemar over there havade by akira there. If you, I said, okay, get the case over there. I have this korban. All the owners of this korban became tamei. So in order for this to be kosher as a shlamim, you would definitely need an akira because these owners would just keep this korban for the pesach sheni. So he says ma ikal amemar havade by akira. There you definitely need akira. The amar b'chiv bar gamda niskom nechabura goshay b'alim tamei meis niskom pesach sheni. So that's a case of definitely became pesach. You need it for pesach sheni. There, in order for it to be a korban shlamim, you would definitely need an akira. So if you would definitely need an akira in the case of tamei, so why here if you definitely, and you didn't do an akira, so why here does the carbon not get burnt right away? It would be a psul in the goof. You would be shechting a carbon, a pesach, on tmeyan, which would be a psul in the goof. Why is the brisa say it doesn't get burnt right away? Must be it doesn't get burnt right away because even a psul goof doesn't get burnt right away. So that's why it has to be that case. It's nothing to do with akira. El machvar took a shaniyam ikara yosef kanahi. Rather, it makes more sense to say that the answer over here, whose shita is this like? This shita goes like Rabbi Yossi ben Chonai. The reason it became a shlomin right away, it doesn't need a kira like Rav. And when you shef l'shem Pesach, it automatically became a shlomim. And the reason why and he holds that the carbon gets burnt right away because you don't need ibur tzura. Okay, this is a very, very, very confusing Gemara. Spend some snow day if you have it. Spend some time reviewing it. I know I'm going to try to. Have a good day.